catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. I'm Mick Malloy. That right there in front of me is Dangerous Dave.
With a capital D.
With a capital D.
Hello, Mickey.
Still
how are
the blue collar edition of Kennedy Malloy.
Jane's I'm back afraid. Next week, by the
next
way.
Next week. Can't wait. Yeah. Missing her. She classes up, gusses up the joint. Just a little bit. I'm over you.
Me
this
too.
Is a way too intimate relationship. Not too grown men.
Spent too much time on
I would have thought, hey, big show today.
What's on?
I can't believe it. We're going to talk to the great Neil Finn.
I know.
Crowded House have a new single. We're about to play it for the first time here on this network.
10 years since they've released new music, Crowded House, so this is super. Exciting.
This is a big day in the musical landscape.
See what they're doing, whether they're going to tour or got albums coming. We'll talk to Neil about
it. I'll ask all the hard questions.
Can you? Don't,
I'm going to be probing.
Don't you
I'm going to be controversial.
Don't do the
I'm going to cut the table.
Don't do the cowbell thing.
And I'm going to do the cowbell thing.
Don't do about a girl. We don't. That's Neil Finn.
I'm going to play my song to
you. Don't you dare.
You'll love it.
Oh.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Thursday. Gone Wild.
Oh, yes. The best.
Can I give you
one
little story? There's a green dog.
What
the
do you
dog
mean?
Came out and it's green. It's got green fur.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a couple of theories.
Okay.
Let's just see what happens when we get there.
Green dog.
Hey, Chaz Licciardello, who's our guy from Planet America.
So
much to wade through.
It's a big week coming, isn't it?
It is. And by the time we come back, there will probably be a result. So
yeah.
We thought we better hook in with him just before we do. Huge news. Oh. It's coming down to it. Feels like we've been talking about this for
it's
4 years.
It's gone nuts in America at the moment, though, isn't it? It's crazy.
He's gone bonkers.
Yep.
The world's gone mad. The Supreme Court's in action.
Jeez.
Wait and see what they've got in store for you in the next week.
Yeah.
I love this bloke. Australia's own Jim Jefferies.
He's the best.
Live. Well, not live, semi-live. We taped this half an hour ago.
And
so glad we did.
we've had to put
he would have had us
in.
Thrown off air
he
five
would've.
Times.
There would have been lots of dumping going
but
on.
But it's bloody funny. There's a chick flick alert. I know it's
hang on.
Highly...
We had one like 2 days ago.
No, I'm
it
breaking,
might have been yesterday.
Breaking all the protocols. But this is an emergency chick flick alert.
Oh, okay.
I'm just drawing your attention to something.
Thank you.
That's a big trouble. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Can I say, I'm still coming down after last night going out for the first time.
I saw your Instagram post.
In the modern era, thank you very much, at the Corner Hotel in Richmond, having a beer with some friends outdoors.
Yeah. How did it feel? It's the first time you've done it in 111 days.
And I'm telling you, I swear to God, this is true. And it was the same for everyone else there. It was like first day of school.
Really?
So everyone was just on their tables and everyone, because all the tables are distance and you knew, well, that table, I wonder what's happened that time, how they know each other.
Yeah.
They know each other. And, hello, guys. How are you guys going?
Oh,
it's good to be back, isn't it? What's your names?
So what's the protocol? Do you have to sign in to have a drink? Or?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's a lot of paperwork.
Lots of names and numbers going in.
It's like I've been to Homeland Security. And it's a bit like
that.
So you've got to check in on the door.
Yeah.
You've got to register.
Okay.
All good. We're not whinging.
Yeah.
We have to do it. And then you go to your table. Now, you're allowed to take, if anyone look at my Instagram post, you're allowed to take your mask off at the table while you're drinking and eating.
Mm-hmm.
If you get up from the table to go
put
to
the mask on. But
I reckon there's a high degree of organisation involved, which may account for the fact that there were loads of girls there, more so than usual at the Corner Hotel.
Yeah, okay.
I just reckon a lot of guys roped up going, dude, let's go down. The corner's open. Not realising there was like 3 days of paperwork that needed to be done.
Hey, we've got a girl here, Alex, who works in the newsroom. She did exactly the same. So she's done that for us on Friday night after work. So she's already organised the table. She did this 2 days ago. So she's organised for a table for us to go.
Back it up. She did what 2 days ago?
She's organised drinks after work.
After what work?
At this show.
This show? For who?
Myself and Matty Dower and James Blake, the producer there, and Alex in the newsroom. And Dan will probably come down for a drink as well. And did you not get the email?
No, Dave. I don't ask a lot.
But here's the thing.
That is, everyone who attended is sacked.
But you're Mick Malloy.
Everyone, no.
You know, you're on the poster, we're not.
Clear out your desk. What have been your desk?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we're in a lot of strife, are we, for Chumbawamba?
Who would have thought?
People leaping to Chumbawamba's defence. We just said they were a one-hit wonder, right?
They are. Well, they are a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder means...
And then I suggested they weren't and played Amnesia.
Oh, this song here. Which is... sounds nothing like tub thumping.
Bit Eurovision.
Very Eurovision.
Then they go a cappella.
Oh, yeah. I beg your pardon.
Line up your bravest soldiers, oh. 10 good shots, I'll take them all.
It's a bit Hillsong, isn't it?
A very Hillsong.
Yeah.
Fell to the ground. Okay, and then that another one, Bella Chow.
Bella Chow, Bella Chow.
What is going on with Chumbawamba?
That our sunlight is not the front.
So you wouldn't think that's the same band,
would you?
Up or
no, well, they can't afford it.
We put out a poll. We said, is Chumbawamba a one-hit wonder? And 94.6% of those polled said, definitely.
Yeah. Great, Graham Lees goes, you cheese. They don't need this constant questioning because they've been knocked down, you know.
That's not bad. I like that, Graham.
Borderline even having one hit, says Foss.
Yeah.
Always goes off in a pub.
Well, see, that's
the
thing.
Says Michelle Papada. It's, like it's a drinking
song. It's a drinking song that you always, you know, I get knocked down, I get up again, but you don't associate Chumbawamba with amnesia.
You're a bit anti, I think.
Prue's sent us a message. He says, oh, this is peak Bogan. Chumbawamba had loads of indie albums with a big following and only had one song that got played on the radio.
Indie? Is that what you call a cappella?
I'm not sure what that is. But,
you got Baby on Board from The Simpsons?
Oh,
Come on.
Well, let me find it and we will get it on the show.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to play you the new Crowded House song right now.
Let's straighten up for a second.
Yes.
This is a huge moment. Mm. This is a great moment in music. Mm. It's been 10 years since new music from Crowded House.
Yes.
We've got Neil Young.
Neil Finn.
Neil Ying. Can I buy a vowel? Neil Ying's work is a little more obscure.
No, that's indie.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Now from New Zealand, from Auckland, the great Neil Finn.
Well
on Kennedy
done,
Malloy.
Neil.
Great
thank
song.
You. Welcome back.
Hey, yo. Nice to be with you guys.
It's great to have you back, and it's great to have new music from Crowded House, especially with the new lineup, which involves two of your boys.
Yeah.
Talk us through that.
Well, I mean, it's. I think the whole thing became exciting to me when we devised a new kind of redefined Crowded House as a result of, you know, having played a lot with Liam and Elroy in the last few years and really worked up some incredibly good intuitive music together as family members, but also those guys have had a lot of experience now, so they come with their songwriting and the arrangement chops as well. I didn't know what they would make of the idea, but it just seemed like the right time. This was before the whole lockdown happened. So I'd come off the back of the Fleetwood Mac thing, very revitalized and really in the mood to go and make a record and kind of into classic bands, strangely. And it just gave me a bit of a shot in the arm. And then Mitchell Froom had been playing a couple of shows with us recently. And as our original producer, it seemed entirely right that we get a bit of soul and spirit from the early days, who's, you know, he's an extraordinary keyboard player.
Yes.
We told him he wasn't allowed to produce. He just had to play keyboard.
Okay.
So what are the band rules? Is it one person, one vote? Does Dad get the casting?
Yeah, good point.
Band? Who chooses the songs
who's
that
the leader
go
of the
album?
Well, it's a Finn power block, obviously. We haven't had to apply it yet. It hasn't come down to No, it's actually been remarkably equitable within the band. I don't sense any kind of reticence. You know, everyone's got pretty strong feelings about the way music should be.
Yes.
Which gives some good tussle. But, you know, I think the album, it evolved naturally initially as a rhythm tracks in a studio kind of band playing on the floor thing. And we wanted it to make an outgoing record, which I'm really happy to say we did. You know, and then we were all in our little pods making these, you know, additions to the record. And we had a little longer than we thought we had because we weren't touring all of a sudden. So we sort of threw a few of them in the air and let them land again in different shapes. And but it was really creative and
fantastic.
We took internet recording to its nth degree, you know, like we really learned how to do it.
Well, that's a good question. How have you found songwriting in the age of coronavirus? Because we thought, obviously, bands can't tour, although I know you're back in New Zealand in March, but bands can't tour. We thought this could be a really vital time for bands who have run out of options can stop procrastinating, as writers often do,
producing,
and get back into the studio. Do you think there'll be a whole raft of great music that'll come out of this scenario?
There'll be a raft of music, no doubt, and I hope it's going to be great. Yeah, there should be some great songs being written.
Yeah.
We luckily had something on the go before the whole thing happened, so we sort of had a focus for our attention and songs that were at least well on the way. I changed my feelings about some of them, and we gravitated towards different songs perhaps than we might have in different circumstances, but it enabled us a lot of time to concentrate and really focus on music. We were lucky. We felt very fortunate to be in a good circumstance, family and bubble around. And I mean, I've talked to other songwriters who said, and other writers generally, who said, I just can't work at all. I don't, you know, it's just too weird. I don't know what to write about. Mm. Who cares? You know, if anybody cares anymore, you know, like this. Every existential crisis going on, you could imagine some of them are creative and some of them are not.
I can imagine. And is it young Elroy who's on the drums?
He is. Yeah.
Is that right? Is he like a young Paul Hester? Is there any kind of a Yoda-like advice that you've given in regards to drumming for Crowded House?
He's actually grown up with it, and he's one of the few people in the world that can play brushes like Paul.
Yes.
He, you know, naturally has a bit of Paul's feel, I think. He's just grown up with it. It feels incredibly natural. And Paul, Nick and he had already formed a really good partnership. We've done a few gigs together. So they play together like they've always played together. And similarly, Liam grew up with the band as well. So it's deep in their DNA.
Mm.
Feels entirely natural that they're there, and they've got a lot to contribute. So I think the revitalized, sort of reformed Crowded House is one of the reasons there was an exciting feeling about it to start off with. You know, there's been so many incarnations and different twists and turns, and you know, we'll always miss Mr. Hester, but I know he would be happy about seeing this lineup. I'm sure he would be.
Of course he would. I'm sure he'd be happy to have new music from Crowded House. Is there more to come? Is a new single? Is this like a little taster?
When can we expect an album?
A bigger body of work?
There's an album on the way. It's called Dreamers Are Waiting.
Okay.
We're probably waiting a little longer than we thought. But it's going to be out early next year. We're just trying to get them to give us a date for when the vinyl can get pressed.
Okay.
Because we're intent on having that available on release. And there's big queues now.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm a big vinyl. I love buying records. And it's a lost art for a lot of young people coming through, Neil, as you probably know, that they don't get to experience buying records and having that tactile and liner notes and credits and all these sorts of things.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. But I do think it's actually maintained quite a lot of integrity, and young people are moving towards it. I mean, not all of them. Some of them are just entirely content to listen to music on their iPhones, but we love the experience of putting the needle down, just the sound of the needle dropping onto the vinyl.
Absolutely.
It just puts you in the right mood.
Oh,
you know?
I love it. Going right back to the gramophone, I'm afraid. Now, listen, I want to keep exploring the family aspect, because it was another big year. We spoke to your brother, Tim, this year, about 40 years since True Colors. Again, it's amazing to think of the history, and I remember the very first clips coming out with Split Ends, when I just blew my mind, and those songs to me are songs that are
timeless.
Very important and timeless to my youth. And to speak to him and to go, wow, it's 40 years. Can you tell me what you remember of the True Colors age and your experience joining Split Ends, again, in a family point of view?
Yeah.
Well, I was a young buck, and I was just loving every moment. You know, I joined my brother's band. I was pretty useless when I joined, and I had to get good fast, and they kind of, you know, they backed me for having the DNA, and they knew I could sing, and I think they knew that I could write a few songs, so they all kind of crystallized around the same time. And we'd gone through quite a hard period before True Colors, almost really broken up. We were wondering what the hell, but we came back in Australia, revitalized us. We had the ICP, it was a hit. Just something about all that touring and that pub scene and that time was very vital and vibrant thing for a band, and so we just went and got really, really good and in the pubs and made True Colors as a pop record. We wanted to make a really exuberant pop record. We had young David Tickle, who was, you know, this whiz kid from up north, and it just all crystallized in 4 or 5 weeks at Armstrong's there in Melbourne, and you know, Bob's your uncle. We were doing slow bicycling around the halls of Armstrong's. Eddie Rayner was the champion because he had very big calf muscles and they were solid anchors for his fight.
Oh, well, there's some information we look forward to. And just quickly, Fleetwood Mac, I'm guessing you had a ball, yeah? That was good
what
fun.
What a great show.
I mean, there's no pressure on you in that. It's such a different thing for you to do live because it's there to you're on board. Was it just fun to not be the guy who everyone's coming to necessarily see?
Yeah, well, it had its own set of pressures within the band because I wanted to do the right, you know, I wanted to really present,
of course.
Be there for them. And being part of a band was a great experience for me to see myself as part of the whole and not just the front of it.
Yes.
You know, and they're great people and the touring community were great. So, yeah, I had a ball. It was a totally unexpected development at this point
to
join another band, much less one of the great bands. So,
yes.
In fact, it seems really weird now. It seems like it didn't happen. We've had the whole lockdown.
As long as they didn't talk you into three-day benders or group sex, I'll be happy because okay. We know what they're like. And
look, that was the 70s. It was a different time.
I hate to see you dragged into
that. There wasn't a hell of a lot of that going on, to be honest. Pretty skinny yarn, but I think they really had their fill back in the day. And now
they're not going to die wondering.
Well, they're all really relieved to be alive and still able to make really good music.
Yeah,
I mean, Mick Fleetwood is an absolute legend in my mind, and I don't say that word very often. So, but he's kept the flame for that band going since the late 60s.
Yeah,
how many incarnations? It's hard enough to keep a band going for 5 years, for 50 years. God,
amazing.
Agreed. Well, it's great to have you back making new music with Crowded House, who we just love, and we've played that for the first time today, and I'm sure we'll play a lot more. Before I let you go, I'm trying to break into music myself. Can I play you a little?
Artist.
I've done a cover of
I don't know whether Neil needs to hear this.
Neil, I would like Neil's genuine feedback.
I'm already intrigued.
Neil. Well, this was Mick's cover of Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud doing a cover of Nirvana, doing a cover of their own
original.
Nirvana, which is about a girl.
I was waiting for somebody to do that.
you've
bloody done it.
Well, so I'll just play you a little excerpt and then we'll discuss it on the other
side.
It
is. This is Mick's about a girl. To Neil Finn.
Standing in your high, I do hope you have the time. I do pick a number two. I do keep a drink with you. I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. But I can't see you every night, Mickey.
Okay. Oh, is it too much cowbell? Is it too much cowbell?
I was going to say top marks of the cowbell.
Thank you.
Really, one of
the cowbell wins.
One of the bright lights of that recording.
Yes.
I think you hit that top note once.
I did. Not in the right spot.
Not there, though.
But I did do it. And you've got to remember, it's the Puddle of Mud cover that's important.
We get that.
I was taking that into account.
But we're in Crowded House tour in Australia next. If you went, I've got a guest in the house, someone who might like to come up and join us for a song, you'd be okay with?
Well, if you do a bit of practice.
Yeah, no, that's a no.
I don't know. I mean, you'd always be welcome, but whether we have the microphone on, it might be like a Trump-Biden debate.
Good on you,
Neil.
Well
done, Neil.
Always
so great.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for
whatever you want is the new single.
Music.
It's out today. New album coming out next year. Stay tuned. The great Neil Finn on Kennedy Malloy. Thanks, Neil.
Take care.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Gone Wild Day.
We know what to do. Jane Kennedy's favourite segment.
She does love this, doesn't she?
Not here.
No, we don't get to do it.
You snooze, you lose.
That's right.
My favourite headline today, escaped cloned female mutant crayfish take over Belgian cemetery. Hey.
Hang on.
It was bound to happen.
Crustaceans at a cemetery.
I know. It doesn't feel right. Does it? But they've escaped. They're mutant.
Yeah.
They're crayfish. And they've taken over a cemetery. What more? That's my favourite headline since Gordon Ramsay's porn dwarf double found dead in a badger hole. And I can mention that because that's got animals in it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a badger hole. Imagine coming across that grizzly find.
Oh, my God. So what do you mean they're the...
Hey, guys, there's a dwarf here. He looks like Gordon Ramsay. Can you help me get him out of the badger hole?
The badger holes are tiny, by the way.
He's a dwarf, Dave.
Oh, okay.
You know, don't question it.
Put two and two together.
It was a reputable outlet.
All right.
Escaped cloned females of women. That'd be right.
Yeah.
On the hunt.
Mm.
And they're mutant.
Self-cloning, too. That's
I like crayfish. I don't think I want to eat one of these.
No.
And but it doesn't help the Belgians either.
No, right.
Already got a reputation for slightly weird kind of sex crimes and dungeons.
Yeah, how all our Belgian
upside
listeners.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
downside,
of course.
Downside creepy. Well, just be careful if you're laying to rest a loved one,
yeah,
the Belgian cemetery, because you could be attacked by the mutant crayfish. There you
That's
go.
Incredible.
Okay, here's one for you, Dave. True or false? I have to believe it. A green puppy has been born in Italy.
What the hell?
A green furred puppy. The farmer named the little dog Pistachio.
Oh, cute.
Farmers were pleasantly surprised when they saw this little guy with his coat of green fur. They appropriately named him Pistachio. Puppies with green fur are extremely rare, but they're not sick. It's believed that while they are in the womb, they come into contact with a pigment called biliverdin, which is the same pigment in the body that causes bruises to turn green.
Boring. I just like the idea that its fur is green. They're called a pistachio. Is that what you would have gone with?
I would have gone with Kermit. Kermit the dog.
It's a frog, mate.
Well, but
Kermit's taken and it's
Kermit
a frog.
You associate with the colour green.
Oh, Dave.
What would you call a dog then?
Booger. nose booger. Booger.
No.
Or Paddy.
Paddy?
Yeah, short for St. Patrick. St. Patrick's Day.
That sounds a little racist to me. What about Hulk?
Thank you. What are you talking about?
Are you saying the Irish are green?
Yes, I am. I'm saying the iconography is green. The clover is green.
Mm.
The leprechauns, which exist, by the way, are green.
They're not even real, mate.
Yeah.
It's made up. If you're an Irish person, you're probably taking offence to that.
You're a dickhead, don't you? The Hulk?
Hulk,
did you say?
Yeah.
The Hulk?
Hulk. Little Hulk.
You know what you do on St. Patrick's Day?
What's that?
You'd get a little Paddy or Booger
or Kermit,
Pistachio. Yep. You'd get him. You know how the adults drink green beer?
Yeah.
Get a little green water bowl.
Oh, cute.
Yes. Okay. All right.
This has been told everyone dresses green on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, thanks for that, James. Captain Obvious.
We've been in trouble without him. They're the little things that put him over the top.
Yeah, that's real sort of.
Have you been surprised at green, you know, I think the dad would be going, hang on a second.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Part two of Gone Wild right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jim Jefferies, he's not far away. What, Chaz as well coming up too.
Would you like a green dog?
I think it would look
good. Pistachio, and I'm sure we've got the name right yet. What about pea soup?
Oh,
pea soup.
You can't call a dog pea soup.
Hmm. Olive.
It's like an old lady's name. I'm not sure about that.
Dog.
What about Oscar? Like as in Oscar the Grouch?
A couple of problems with that. Oscar wasn't green, and he lived in a bin.
He was green, wasn't he?
No.
Oscar the...
No, you're thinking Cookie Monster.
No, Cookie Monster's...
Oh, come on.
Blue, I think.
Come on. Whitney, what would you call it? What were you going to call it?
T-Rex.
Why?
Aren't dinosaurs green?
All right.
Oh, God, jeez.
Show's gone off the rails.
What about Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.?
Mike Wazowski, that rolls off the tongue. Have you guys met my dog? This is Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski.
Sorry, guys, I'm just going to hit Mike on the head with a roll-up newspaper. Mike Wazowski, come. Mike Wazowski.
The green one-eyed monster.
Terrible, Whitney.
Oh, you've said enough with
me.
Hey, here's a good story.
This has gone wild.
They're at it again. They told you in the gay community, the penguins rule. Like of all the animals, it seems to be occurring more often than not in the penguin community. Another couple of male gay penguins.
What have they done?
Up to no good. You'll never guess what they've done. Oh. They stole a lesbian couple's eggs at a Dutch zoo. I'm not joking. How good's that? That's smart.
Oh, they're clever, aren't they?
I mean, you know, it's going to be a bit of politics at the parade this year.
My word.
Gay parade.
That's
but I tell you
penguin
what.
Parade, yeah.
So the two male African penguins, they're at a Dutch zoo.
Yeah. What have they done?
They stole the eggs from...
Get your hands off.
Well, see, last year, do you remember, they stole the eggs of a heterosexual couple.
Yeah.
That didn't work out for them. They had them removed. So now they've stolen the nest of a lesbian duo... And are sitting on the eggs, like trying to hatch them. But they're saying, the zookeepers are saying, well, it won't work because the lesbians' eggs will be unfertilized because they don't like men. So it's all happening down at the Dutch zoo in the penguin department.
So they're just going to sit on that nest and nothing happen? Just the eggs will just sit there?
Well, I suppose it's all, well, they haven't done anything. They don't deserve it. It's not like they've been ripped off.
No,
how cheeky is that, though? I mean, it's pandemonium. It's lawless down there in the Penguins. Can someone, do they need some counselling?
I don't know. What do you do in that situation?
I don't know, but we all need to live together. I think so. Turned on each other. What else do we need to know? Oh, here's a good one.
What do you got?
Hey, cow has been caught chewing on a large python in outback northern Australia.
I'm looking at the photo.
That should be our flag. There's a big...
Look at him.
A big cow, and it is like just like sucking it up like a noodle.
Yeah. Up it goes. That's amazing.
I'd give that milk a bit of a wide berth for a while. I'll have a bit of a punch to it.
Yeah, a bit of venom.
How does a cow, they're herbivores. Am I right?
Don't know whether to dump that word, do I? Is that, oh, no, herbivore's a word.
Herbivore?
That's eats
that'd be,
only.
That'd be a good name for the puppy. Herbivore. That's right. Oh, herbivore. Lawn clipping. I'll call him lawn clipping.
So herbivores only eat grass.
Turfy. I call him Turfy.
All right.
He's a green, little green dog.
Any ideas?
Hang on.
Call?
Now, listen. It's a cow. Mm. It's supposed to chew grass.
Grass.
Cud.
I beg your pardon.
Dump again. With its cud.
Yeah.
And now it's gone and hoovered up a massive snake.
A python.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to. That's
an amazing photo.
Play bedlam in one of its four stomachs. Did you know that?
I did know that.
They've got four stomachs.
See, you learn something on Gone Wild.
And then they have four teats, you know, four.
So each teat to each stomach.
Four boobs, yeah.
Is that right?
It's good to be a bull. You're sitting there going, have you ever heard cows play that game where they
what?
Go, milk, 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 lemonade, round the corner, chocolate's made. Okay. Do you know what? You've been very juvenile in today's segment.
Oh, I have.
I think we need to clean it up. All right, why don't we move on?
Oh, well, we've got Chaz. He'll class things up a bit next. We'll talk all things American politics. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jim Jeffrey's going to join us in the second hour. We've got the Song Whisperer coming up soon as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. Planet America's Fireside Chat is happening 8:05 p.m. tomorrow on ABC News and iView. And from that show, Chaz Licciardello is joining Kennedy Malloy.
We're at the pointy end, Chaz. How are you? How are you coping? Are you nervous? What are you thinking?
I haven't slept for 4 months. I'm about to die. Let this be over.
Yeah. Chaz, you may not know this, but 4 years ago, on election night, I was in the Australian Embassy in Washington as a guest of Joe Hockey, watching the whole House of Cards come tumbling down. So I'm going back, not going back to Washington, but I'm going to have a Don's party at my place on election night. And see what happens 4 years down the track. Last year they didn't know what they were buying. This time they do. What are the Americans thinking?
Well, at this point in time, Biden is 8 points up on the average. So that is that's a fair way to come back for Trumpy. Now, obviously, it matters the states more than the national polling.
Yes, Biden will win the popular vote by about 8 to 10 million, I would have thought, but still may get rolled in the election.
Exactly. It depends on the swing states. Now, the critical state everyone's talking about is Pennsylvania. Mm. That's the one which people think might be the tipping point state. At the moment, Biden's ahead by 6 points. Right. So that's still relatively comfortable. But
and, yes, we've seen the polls before. They're slightly different this time around because there's less undecided voters. If there's one undecided voter in America, I would have them examined in a laboratory and go, what are you waiting for? But I think that was the wild card last time, wasn't there? There's a lot of late surge for Trump. Everyone seems a bit nervous to call it, but...
Yeah. You've identified the two critical differences between this and 2016. The first you've already identified, which is the lack of all the undecided voters before. This time, you've got Biden is over 50% in almost every poll in every relevant state. Now, why that matters is because, unlike last time, this time Trump's the incumbent. He's the guy in charge, right? You've had 4 years to get used to this guy. So if after 4 years... more than 50% are saying we don't like him, he's got to change their mind in the last 6 days. Which I don't know what he's going to do. But,
I don't know what he can do. Did you see, I was watching his rallies this morning on the TV, and he did a rally and he left everywhere. He's pissed off and left everyone hanging, waiting for buses. Now, I had no idea he had files people on and off buses without masks in COVID conditions and then leaves them on the side of the road.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what happens because the car parks are miles away. They're like 5K away. Yeah. So they drive, they catch buses to the car parks. But the good news is those buses, they're the very finest buses. They're the very, very best buses. Gold.
Now, Chaz, I don't want to. Surely this won't end up at the feet of the Supreme Court, who now have a 6-3 majority. You tell me, on what grounds can it end up there?
Okay, it would have to be, first of all, be a super, super close election. Yeah, that's the first thing, sure. All right? Second thing is, not only would it have to be super close, but on top of that, there would need to be so many, because the Supreme Court can't just go, oh, yeah, we're overturning that state. They can't do that. Sure. Well, what they can do is they can say, we're going to stop counting now, right? If the question is going to be, the ballots that come after the date that were mailed out before the date, that's going to be the issue, right?
Yes.
So if it's super, super close, and let's say there are 10,000 ballots that arrive the day after or 2 days after or 3 days after, at some point in time, the Supreme Court is going to say, okay, we've waited long enough, stop counting. And so it's going to have to be so close that that extra couple of hundred votes makes a difference. So that's unlikely.
70 million people have already voted. What does that mean to you? Is that giving us any information at all?
Not really, because we have no idea whether the people who voted now might have voted, might be exactly the same people who would have voted next week, but they just want to miss the queues. There's no way that you can know. All I would say is the fact that in places like Texas, over 85% of the 2016 vote has already occurred.
Yes.
That tells me that a lot more people are going to vote overall, which is usually a good sign for Democrats. But, you know, there's a lot of motivated Republicans out there as well.
We're just all too gun-shy to call it. All the empirical information suggests Biden's going to be anointed, but you never know. Hey, just looking into the future, if Trump did lose, is he going to end up in court? Is he facing serious criminal charges when he no longer has the protection of the presidency?
He's in a little bit of trouble in New York, I think, because New York, they have all his tax records. They're going after basically him declaring that his properties are worth something a lot to investors, but not so much to the tax man. And Michael Cohen, who is the guy who did all those declaring, is already in jail and he wants to talk. So I suspect that, I don't think Trump's going to end up in handcuffs, but I think that he could have some nasty fines coming his way after the election.
Chaz, thanks for all your help. Thanks for dumbing it down for us here and our Triple M audience. We appreciate it. It's going to be a huge night. I, for one, will be plonked in front of the TV. I've been waiting for this. I'll be watching this from start to finish. And, mate, we'll check in maybe for one more afterwards and get the aftermath from you.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
So that's Fireside Chat. It's on tomorrow night at 8:05. And the boys, I think they're covering the drum as well. The drum on ABC TV Tuesday.
He's got it.
There you go.
Plus, Chaz has also got a weekly podcast called Pep with Chaz and Dr. Dave as well. Yeah, that's right. 8:05 tomorrow. ABC News and iView, Planet America's Fireside Chat. That's Chaz Licciardello, and this is Kennedy Malloy. Don't go anywhere. The Song Whisperer, right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jim Jefferies coming up in just a moment. Yes. Song Whisperer not too far away.
And a chick flick alert.
Oh, yeah.
And apologies from you to me. Oscar the Grouch
you
is not
say
green.
That. Well,
he's the same colour as Chewbacca.
You said he was like a sandy.
I said a sandy, tan. Yes.
And I've Googled Oscar the Grouch.
Thank you.
Orange. And season one. You were right. He was not green.
Thank you. Apology
season two
accepted.
And the rest. And probably people, you know, would associate Oscar the Grouch being green.
Okay,
so
let's move on. Okay. Speaking of green, we were talking about the little Italian dog.
Pistachio.
Came out with green fur through like a genetic anomaly.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we saying it's not good enough? We're trying to rename it. Jeff's on the line. Jeff, what do you think it should be called?
Hey, how you going, Mickey? It's Jess, by the way.
Jess, pardon me.
Yes. No, that's all good. Anyway, I was thinking of the Grinch.
The Grinch?
Of course.
Yes.
And if it had a nasty attitude.
Especially in the Christmas time, for sure.
Absolutely.
That would be great. I like it. Pete's on the line. Pete, what would you call the dog?
I'd call it Little Weed.
Little Weed. Is that from play school?
No. Just so when you're out walking in the neighbourhood, you can say to people you're just out looking for a Little Weed.
A Little Weed.
I love that.
Okay, Stephen, what would you call it?
I was thinking Grasshopper.
Yeah, Grasshopper. Can't call a dog Grasshopper.
Oh, you could call it VB instead.
VB!
You
didn't think.
There you go.
That's a great name for a dog. VB. You're like a little can of VB.
Yeah. Here you come. Here's a VB.
Right. I like it. Well done, boys.
I'll tell you what we'll do for all our callers, by the way. You've all got a case of Brick Lane, which is a great beer too. The draft will go to Stephen, Pete and Jess.
Well done, everybody. Well done. All right, time for a bit of this.
Let's do it. With Jay,
the Song Whisperer. All right, synopsis please, Jay.
Small town boy arrives in the big city. He's surrounded by temptation and opportunity. He succumbs to both, and both exact a heavy toll. Success will be fleeting. In the end, he'll wind up overwhelmed by the chaos and become just another casualty of this den of iniquity.
Oh. New York, New York.
Frank Sinatra.
Jack and Diane.
Oh, okay.
It's not Frank Sinatra, it's not John Mellencamp, and it's not Billy Joel in A New York State of Mind.
Some folks like to get away. What about this one? Ammonia with Drugs.
I don't know how your mind works sometimes.
Love it.
Not correct.
Okay, all right. So what seems to be the crucial clue there? We'll get to the bottom of it. Well, the phones are ringing. They think they know it. 133353.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, a chick flick alert, the second for the week. This is a big one.
This is unheard of.
I won't say much. I'll just say it involves Celine Dion.
Cool, there. Thank you.
You understand
thank you.
The agency.
We know the agency.
We need to get that out there, guys.
Category
you need to
write
five. This down. Hey, in the meantime, Jim Jefferies will come aboard.
Yep.
Big Jim.
Strap yourself in.
From LA, strap yourself in. We've had a chat.
Yep.
He's on fire.
He is.
We cover all the big ones.
So good.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through, but let's start. As always, the tradition with the Song Whisperer. Just run that synopsis by us once again, big fella.
You bet. Small town boy arrives in the big city. He's surrounded by temptation and opportunity. He'll succumb to both, and both will exact a heavy toll. Success will be fleeting. In the end, he'll wind up overwhelmed by the chaos and become just another casualty of this den of iniquity.
Tale of woe? Is it a tale of woe?
A bit of about it. It sounds a bit.
Is there anything hopeful at the end? Is there anything hopeful? Has he learnt something? Has he come out the other end? Is he a better person?
Yeah.
Probably not.
He's a corpse, is he? What's he? The city's taken him in, chewed him up and spat him out.
Oh, it gets its pound of flesh and then some.
That's how I feel about Frankston. Hey, Mick.
Yes.
Mick, where are you calling from, buddy?
From Corowa, mate.
Oh, I feel like I am a local at Corowa. I spent so much time there filming the climactic scenes to Crackerjack.
Yeah.
Great town, lovely folk. Mm. What is the song, do you think?
It's not Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Don't stop. Great song.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I think I like it.
I'd like to hear this one.
It's a great song. And Journey, definitely not a one-hit wonder like Chumbawamba.
Journey hit.
Wheel in the Sky. Escapes one of the biggest selling albums
of all
time.
Settle down. I was just putting it out there for a discussion point.
Who's Crying Now? Another song of there? Yeah.
What, you got the Wikipedia out of you, Dave?
Yeah, right.
yes or no, please?
It's not correct.
Bad luck, Mick. Best to everyone at Coral. Give him a slab, Dave.
Slab of Brick Lane. You're coming your way.
All right, Shane. Shane, what are you thinking, buddy?
I'm thinking it might be Shooting Star by Bad Company.
Shooting Star, Bad Company.
Paul Rogers out front. Used to be in a band called Free. This is like a super group, Mick.
Yeah. Like Asia.
Yeah.
Remember Asia? They were a super group.
Yeah, they were indeed.
Ted Mulry Gang. Were they a super group? Oh, good group.
Yeah, love Ted Mulry.
Travelling Wilburys?
Supergroup.
Definitely a supergroup. Yeah.
I would have thought so too, yeah.
Shooting Star, Bad Company. You know what I like? You got right off the grid there and no one saw that coming. Or is that something we'd play on the show? Song Whisperer?
No.
No.
I wish we would play it.
Bad Luck Shane, thanks for coming. Sam's on the line. Where are you calling from, Sam?
I'm calling from Sandy Creek.
Where's up near Wodonga. All right. You're on your way home. Had it hard at work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, real hard.
All right, Sam, what are you thinking? What's your...
Yeah.
Dirty Boulevard, Lou Reed. He's going to end up on the Dirty Boulevard.
He's going out to the Dirty Boulevard.
Is that Lou Reed or Velvet Underground?
No, that is Lou Reed.
Lou Reed. It's
a solo, yeah.
Lou Reed, spoken word or singer?
That's interesting.
It's a fine line, is it not?
You're right. There's a definite.
He's not quite Shatner.
That's right.
But
he's not Jim Morrison when he really
he's not
gets out there. But you know, he's not trying that hard. He's not. He's not really building
not
into
really.
It, is he? He's just kind of mooching along.
Not hitting the high notes.
No. I digress. Yes, Song Whisperer.
Not Lou Reed.
Bad luck, thanks, Sam. Thanks for your input. We like you a lot.
Do.
Yeah, well. Matthew.
Hi, how you going?
Where are you calling from?
I'm from the Hills District up at Rouse Hill.
Rouse Hill. What happens up there?
It's pretty wet at the moment.
Thank you much away, do you? Okay. All right. What are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, come on.
Look, it sounds like something that John Mellencamp would sing about, but I'm actually going with Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh.
Welcome to the Jungle. Ooh. Welcome to the Jungle. That has the right feel, doesn't it? Welcome aboard, boy. You're about to be taught a lesson. We're about to pull your pants down and spank you.
Yeah.
Hey? You want to come to the big smoke? You watch out for yourself.
Yeah, yes.
You will come a cropper. Well?
Song Whisperer.
Correct.
Oh, he's got it.
Oh, no.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, they'll be celebrating in Rouse Hill tonight.
What a day.
What a fluke.
Are you a Guns N' Roses fan?
I don't mind them. They're
well,
right.
Why did that song spring to mind?
Something about get you on your knees. Line. Yeah.
All right. Well done.
It just came to mind.
Well, you got a great prize pack coming your way, Kennedy Malloy merch pack, a case of Brick Lane, the draft as well, which is available at Dan Murphy's, by the way.
Well, he'll always be the sit-down lead singer of AC/DC to me. we went on tour with AC/DC and he wouldn't get out of his chair.
There was a bit of that, wasn't there?
Lazier than Lou Reed.
Yeah, that's right. Hit those high notes, Lou. Hey, speaking of LA and the jungle, we are going to shoot up the satellite and have a chat with Jim Jefferies.
Yeah.
Right after Guns N' Roses. Well done, Matthew. The prize is yours. That's the Song Whisperer.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome to the jungle. It's Guns N' Roses. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and from LA, the home of Guns N' Roses.
The jungle.
It's Jim Jefferies.
Here he is, king of the jungle.
Yeah,
he is. LA, your natural habitat. Do you like the Guns N' Roses?
I love the Guns N' Roses. I met Axl Rose once.
Shut up.
Before the band came back to being the band, back when he was doing the band with like Buckethead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he had a guy with a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chinese Democracy, I think, was the record around
that Chinese time. Democracy. What an amazing album.
Yes.
Anyway, so I was performing at the Hard Rock Casino in Vegas, and it was like a 5,000 seater, but I only sold a couple of thousand, right? It wasn't anything big. And they said to me, they go, you got to be off stage by 10:30. Now, my show started at 8:30, and I got support acts and an interval and all this type of stuff.
Yep.
And I said, I can't get off by 10:30. That's only me on stage for like 50 minutes and people have paid a lot of money and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And they said, there's a band on after you, right? Their crowd's coming in at 10:30, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't give a fuck about this band. Who cares? I'm the 8:30 spot. I'm the big deal. And they go, it's Guns N' Roses. And so I went, all right, I'll get off on time, right? Now, I'm on stage. I was going to do my time, but I thought what I'll do is you do a trick with the audience where you go, oh, I got to get off in 5 minutes, but I'll give you 10 minutes more. And I was going to do the time, but I was bullshitting, right?
Mm.
And so I kept on going, oh, I got to get off, I got to get off, I got to get off. And then I said, stuff it. It's not like Axl Rose has ever left me waiting for a gig because he's notoriously late for shows,
Yeah.
Right? So after we get off stage, There was an NHL player who was just retired. His season had just ended. He's retired. And he came backstage with like a bag of mushrooms. And I took handfuls of these mushrooms and I was tripping balls. And I went and watched the Guns N' Roses show, right? Then afterwards, I got invited back to a hotel room for a party. And it was Axl Rose's hotel room. And there was like girls dancing on poles and naked on the bar and all this other stuff. But I was like tripping my mind out. I couldn't do anything. And then this big security guy comes up to me and he walks up and he goes, Mr. Rose wants to speak to you. And I'm like, oh, no. God. So I go into this hotel room and Axl Rose is sitting very sheepishly on the side of a bed and this big security guy standing at the door. And I'm high as a kite and I sit down next to him and I go, hello, Mr. Rose. It's a pleasure to meet you. And he goes, a lot of people don't know this, but I'm a comedy enthusiast. I actually saw your show this evening. And I went, oh, thank you so much, Mr. Rose. I really appreciate that. And he goes, anyway, it's been completely overblown how many times I showed up late for gigs. It was like 3 times, and the media won't stop talking about it. And I went, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Rose. Then I asked for a photo, and he said no. And then I got to the door, and he went, ah, go on then. Oh, but I still have the picture.
He's good in my books. I love your stories. I love the hotel rooms you get invited back to. I got invited back to in Singapore, the Sultan of Brunei's.
Oh, my God.
So I was over there on a cricket trip, and I was with a couple of Australian cricketers, and they invited us into do you want to go to the Sultan of Brunei?
And what said, were you, the stumps, Mick? What were you in this cricket trip?
Well, you got kicked out. Because Brett Lee had his guitar, which we were using as a bat, and I was coming off the long run and giving a bit of chin music with an avocado. And finally going, right, that's it. You've been kicked out. And I believe someone tailed us through Singapore for about the next 3 days.
Oh, man.
Very clean city. They don't like to have mess. A smashed avocado could have stuffed their whole laws up.
It's a real clean city. I had to play in a celebrity soccer match. It's on the equator, so it's about 100% humidity.
Yeah.
And it was 50. I hadn't been to bed. Thought they're not going to know.
Yeah.
So I found a big fat guy who looked like me and paid him $500 to play in the celebrity soccer game. So he's running around with my name on his back. It's got Malloy. And he's darting in and darting out. And I'm sitting in the stands and I'm still sweating more than he is. Oh, no. Barking out the orders, drop back, Malloy. Hey, guess what? Jim, I had my first drink in a pub yesterday for some 110 days here in Melbourne.
How'd that work out for you?
I smashed someone over the back with a chair, you know. Someone got classed.
Like the good old days.
This is like all the memories come flooding back.
I heard for the last 100 days you were just sending another fat bloke in to drink for you.
My decoy. You know how they have seat fillers at the Oscars? I've got one for bars. So when I go in, for a bar stool. All right, dude, hit it. I'm here. Hey, mate, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about Halloween and the feeling on the ground. True or false, I heard that all Americans at the moment are buying armour, front armour, back armour and AK-47s. There's been an absolute rush in the build-up to the election.
I don't know about that. I've only bought a couple of them.
Well, you are sitting there in a bandolier, so I'm guessing election must be close.
All right. Jim Jefferies, more with Jim after this. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it is Jim Jefferies from LA as well.
Love your showbiz. I love your hotel room stories. That's what it's all about. That's the life.
Rose,
that's what we all live vicariously through you.
I'm one of the best name droppers in the business.
Now, I need to ask you, have you ever been tempted to get involved in reality TV? There's a few floating around. We've got the Bachelorette over here at the moment, and there's two Bachelorettes. Can you believe it? So your guy came in.
Sisters.
And the first guy came in thought it was a three-way. He's going, so how does this work? Am I they're going, no, you choose.
The Bachelorette at the moment in America is the oldest Bachelorette they've ever had. She's 39, and people still think she deserves love. It's crazy.
She's called the spinster.
Yeah. They've brought her in. She was younger before COVID, but the season took a long time to get in. But I don't get it, right? Every time they go on dates, right? They go on dates, they go on a balloon ride, or they go riding on horses, or they go down to a shoreline. They do something fun.
Yeah.
That's not what love is. That's not how love is produced. Yeah. Love is in the hard yards, right? That's how a lusty romance happens, but that's not how marriage happens, right?
No.
They should have pressure dates where we see if these people really get along with each other, right? So it's like date number three is you go to the DMV or the license registry place, right? And like he's on day three of giving up cigarettes and she's 2 days out from her period, but she won't admit it. See if you can get along. And if you get through that, that's marriage material.
Yes. That's a great idea.
I'll marry anyone on a hot air balloon.
Well, what about this for tonight's date? Derek's bringing along three of his drunk friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are the stress tests that you've
pressure
got.
Dates.
Jack is 2.5 hours late. Let's see how this pans out. That would be great. You know, I'm thinking of doing a dating show. It's like, it's kind of like Bachelor, but it's just called Hit the Road Toots.
Yeah.
So, when, you know, if I don't like it, I just go, hit the road toots. That's it. That's
it.
You're out.
Hit the road toots.
No rose ceremony here. Now, what's happening with Halloween? Is it cancelled this year?
No. The American government has come out and told us all to wear masks.
Okay.
Well, that sort of works out for Halloween, doesn't it? It's like, why didn't they tell us to do this all the time? I could have been going around dressed as Batman during COVID.
Exactly. Oh, that would be good. This is what I can't understand. We spend our whole life telling children not to accept candy from strangers. Mm. And then on this one night, we go, off you go, go for your life. Okay. Not just
off
in
you
here,
go.
Every single one in the street.
Yep.
Go.
All the houses, even that creepy fella, he's coming to action right now.
That's right.
He looks like he's the right character right now.
Have you dressed up? Have you had a character yourself? Have you gone as someone? Are you?
I used to dress up on the Jim Jefferies show. I did Elton John last year because topical, you know, he had a movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I did Freddie Mercury. This year I bought an outfit for $15 and it's one of those ones where it's a German beer drinking guy where it looks like I'm on his shoulders. Like they put the little tiny padded legs out the side and it looks like I'm riding around on him. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. That's it. You know what's good about that costume? I can use it all year round.
That's right.
I think I'll go as the poo jogger this year. I'll just see how I feel.
I mean, so many costumes that people don't think about where they're like, I can't piss in this. You know what I mean? You dress up like a gorilla. You want something with an easy fly zone.
Yeah.
You don't want to be anything that where you're like a big boxed character.
That's right.
What about like an old Western character who's got the flap on the back of their long johns? I always wanted to get underpants like that. So you didn't have to take them down. They just had a little flap that you could, you know.
Oh, yeah, those pajamas.
Yeah,
you got the two buttons at the top. And then you can take a shit and then you don't have to pull your pants down. That's living. How did they not take off in COVID? You think they would have had an uptick in sales? I bought a lot of stocks in them in February and never took off.
I heard once some of the English have actually been known to stitch their singlets to their underpants for the winter.
Really?
Yeah, look, I don't like passing it on. It doesn't feel strange to me, but it fits the brief.
I remember wearing a singlet to school.
Yes, I remember wearing
it. What was the point of that?
I have no idea.
Our parents would make us wear a singlet where they thought, oh, he might get cold just over the nipples and down to his stomach, but his arms and legs will be fine. We have to double up on this one little area.
Good point.
And then they had the variation, which was the T-shirt singlet, which seemed like overkill to me.
I used to wear like a skivvy, like a turtleneck underneath my dress shirt. I thought that looked cool, that did, like I was wearing an ascot all the time at school.
Like, that's right.
Like the Black Wiggle. Hey, but what about the...
Whatever happened to the Black Wiggle? They didn't get enough play, did they?
He got into death metal. He went in a different direction. And then he took it off altogether during his Iggy Pop stage.
He gave Jeff too many drugs and he never woke up.
Hey, mate, we love catching up with you. What's your... Probably the next time we speak to you, there may or may not be a new president.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen said he's coming to Australia. If Trump goes in, would you come home? Who else do you think we should accept from Australia?
I'd like to come home. I'm all for it, but I got an ex and a kid. I try to convince them.
Yeah.
I go, that'll be a good move. Everyone come with me, but I have a commune of people I have to shift back over.
Yeah, gotcha.
Where's Bruce going to live?
Oh, he'd be...
Coffs Harbour.
Oh, yeah.
He'd live up there.
Banana.
He'd live up there with the Hemsworth brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd move in with the Hemsworths.
I've met the Hemsworths.
Okay.
Do you know where they're from? Phillip Island.
That's right. Because one of them took Miley Cyrus to Phillip Island. I thought that would have been an eye-opener for him.
Yeah, they're from Phillip Island. Liam... used to do the fairy penguins thing. He used to go, oh, they're coming out of the shore. He was a fairy penguin.
Really? Like a ranger?
How much do you reckon the women of Phillip Island cried when the Hemsworth brothers leave? Like, that, like not Luke, but the other two must have really devastated the place. Must have ruined their economy completely.
I'll tell you, I was doing a gig for Thin Green Line, trackers in, who look after, you know, animals and stuff.
Yeah.
And I met the guy from Phillip Island. I go, mate, what do you do? So what are you if you're a tracker? What do you do? He goes, oh, mate, I look after the fairy penguins. And he told me, I said, oh, call the ranger. I mean, you know, the big five. He's got the big five over there in Africa. And you've drawn the short straw on the fairy penguins. But he told me a funny story. He said, because they have the parade every night. The penguins come out of the water and off they go. This is world famous and everyone goes to watch. And he goes, you got a call from this American guy. Just before it started, he goes, hey, we're running late. Can you hold the parade? like the penguins. Are in a green room going, okay, everyone, just hold it another 15 minutes. The house isn't full yet. Hey, great to speak to you as always, Jim. Good luck to you, and we'll speak to you on the other side of an election result, no doubt.
All right, I'll tell you how it goes if the news doesn't reach you.
Got it.
Done.
Jim Jeffries.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning. This is
two in 1 week.
Two in 1 week.
This is incredible.
It's highly unorthodox, but you'll understand why I'm breaking protocol to do this, because this has come across my desk, and this is, you talk about the big ones.
Yeah.
You talk about a Category 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is batten down the hatch. You go down your shopping centre, just start panic buying.
Yes.
Lock yourself in the house, board it up, and do not answer any calls from your girlfriend.
This is as big as it gets.
Her
girlfriend. Chick-fil-a.
Yeah. Listen to this.
What?
Celine Dion is to star in a new romantic film set in the digital age.
Warning, chick flick alert.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm out. I'm out at Celine. That's I'm not watching.
Tentatively titled Text for You. My God. If that's not enough, boys.
Yeah.
Text for You. Yeah. the romantic drama will be based on the 2016 German language film Für Dich. And we all know how romantic the Germans are. That sounds like a lovely name.
What's it called?
Für Dich.
Right. Are you ready for the story? Yeah.
In the story, a woman who tragically lost her fiancé begins to send romantic texts to his old cell phone.
Oh, my God.
On the receiving end, a man across town facing a similar heartbreak.
Oh, no.
The pair eventually connect.
This sounds terrible.
Trouble escaping the ghost.
This sounds horrific.
No. Oh, wow. And she would connect with this because I think her husband died, didn't he? You know, Celine Dion's husband? Yes.
I think he has passed.
I'd like to see a death certificate. I reckon he's done the old Olivia Newton-John. He'll be found drinking in a bar in Mexico sometime soon.
You think he's still kicking? You think he's still around? It's just a...
You know what you'd do if I was playing the role of the man?
What's
that? When she sends me a text, I'd send her back a dick pic.
For a dick. Yeah,
I don't care for her. I'm more of a Laura Branigan man.
Are you?
Do you know what I mean?
A Gloria.
Yeah, Gloria. Yeah. I mean, I was in one of her films, but I don't like going on about it.
I can't believe that.
Her backstage. I can do it all. I can play horse trainer.
Did you get to meet Laura Branigan, though?
No, I didn't.
Well, you're not really sort of in the inner circle of the Branigan camp. You're in one of the film clips.
Have you got any Celine Dion there?
Oh, sure. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
It's still shocking.
Oh, mate, in news just ahead.
What's that?
Dion's music plays a role in uniting the couple and giving them the courage to take a chance on love again. Ugh. I will be bleeding from the ears before I listen.
She was the, of course, the soundtrack, and she's done that before with movies, but that was the Titanic movie, wasn't it? She made fun.
This was my karaoke song.
Was it? My heart will go.
All right, we get the idea. Give it a miss.
All
it's
right.
Called Text for You. Wow.
Per dick. Yeah.
Been warned.
Yep.
Warning. Chick flick alert.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Ned's filter form, which is giving punters the chance to find their perfect match.
Two more sleeps till the greatest day on the racing calendar, Derby Day at Flemington.
Yeah.
Come on, Melbourne's coming out of a big funk. You either get down there yourself. Well, I think they're allowed to have a few limited connections. Either watch it at home or watch it in the state. But whatever you do, make sure you've got your Neds app in your hand to guide you through these tumultuous waters. They will zero in on something and pick it out for you using their perfect match filter, which is unbelievable.
It's incredible. And the filter form, so you can select from a range of form preferences like one last start, top jockey, top trainer. And Neds will filter
women's
out.
Women's jockey? Can you say women's jockey?
I'm sure you could.
If you want to back something with a women's jockey or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have issues with women jockeys.
Why?
Can I say this? Because, you know, women always lie about their weight.
Right.
Okay. I just don't know if standing you think on the scale. I really want to see them standing on the scale. Okay. And don't call me old school, but I think they should ride side to side. Send your complaints, please, to Triple M. I'll help you out. Hey, what about this? We said yesterday we wanted a celebrity race for Shetlands.
Yes.
What about a street circuit?
Street circuit?
Wouldn't that be good?
How's that going
to
work?
Well, to revitalise the city of Melbourne. You know how you have the cars, the Formula Ones go. You know, we just pick a circuit and you go racing and they just tear off through Melbourne.
So the horses just run through the city.
Off they go.
Yeah.
They're done.
Down around past the MCG
why not?
Do some laps.
It'd be like a stampede.
I'm not sure whether you really thought that one through or not.
Okay, you never support any of
the thing I also love is the blended and the split multis too. So they allow you to select more than one runner in the same race. So when you blend your runners together, you get a special fixed odd price for any of them to win.
Look, here's the deal. It just makes your day so much easier, so much simpler, and so much more likely to back a winner. Freeze up your hands. You can have a chat. You can have a drink. You can talk to your mates. You can do whatever. It's doing all the heavy lifting for you. You're a fool to yourself and a burden to others if you don't get on. And reward the nerds down at IT Central for all the hard work they've done on the Neds app.
Well done. Neds.com.au. Gamble responsibly. T's and C's apply. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
That's the show for another day of Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy back next week. Now, you got Mick Malloy here and me, Dane.
What do you think was the standout topic of discussion today?
I thought Jim Jefferies was great from LA. I always love to hear from Chaz.
The Green Dog, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew there was a green dog and it would hijack our show? Oscar the Grouch. I'm going to have to go to the tape. I know everyone's saying it's green.
It is green.
It's a dark green. It's more...
No, it's fairly bright green, I would have thought.
What colour is Big Bird?
He's yellow.
Snuffleupagus?
Who?
Snuffleupagus?
Snuffy. He's brown, I think, from memory.
Called him Snuffy.
Yeah.
Snuffleupagus.
You know, I've got at home, you know.
There we go.
I've got a big box of old nostalgia from when I was a kid. Yeah.
And what would be in that?
A couple of Muppets. I got a Bert and I got an Ernie because I did a puppet show at primary school back in the...
Oh, my God.
In the early 80s.
Oh, Dave.
You Brit.
So, what about the Swedish guy?
Oh, yeah.
The Swedish...
Love that guy.
What's that guy?
Yeah, the Swedish chef.
What color was he?
Oh, I don't know. He was just a person.
What was Beaker? Me.
The people tuning
in
now...
Hang on, you had two Muppets and you did a Muppet show.
I'll bring him in if you want. Bert and Ernie.
Will you do the show? Can we post it online?
Hey, Ernie.
Are you going to do that voice or Bert's voice?
Hebert. No, that's as good as I get. That's more Kermit the Frog, though. I haven't quite nailed that one right.
Oh,
Jane, you need to come back soon.
Mate,
I swear to God.
The blue collar edition has run out of puff. So you're a Lego champ and did your own Muppet show.
I was the Ballarat representative but didn't make it to the big time, no. Yeah, and Muppets. Yeah, that's right.
Green, did we settle on a name for the dog?
We thought Yoda was pretty good.
Yoda,
that
I think
works
it's
for me.
Yoda!
Yeah. Here you come. All right. That's a show.
Is it?
Yep. Hey, tomorrow, Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil is going to join us. That's always great. Lawrence Moon will be on. Going to catch up with Stephen Van Zandt from the E Street Band as well. Clown of the Week. Oh, man, that's a Friday, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.